They're on holiday, but they still want your attention. It's truly sad, but here it is, the Ned and Josh Holly Potty.
Welcome to another Ned and Josh Holly Potty. We are very much on holidays at the moment. Normal daily shows returning April 22nd. Ned?
Yes?
I have tuned out to the point where... Well, look, this isn't actually true. I mean, I've tuned out in life to an extent.
Yeah.
Because what I've done is essentially I've hired an assistant.
Who do you mean?
I've hired a full-time assistant.
Who?
ChatGPT.
Oh, okay, good. You were saying this to me the other day and I had no idea what you meant, but I also didn't want to ask any further questions. So I'm glad that it's being brought up again.
Everything in life can be made easier by asking ChatGPT for help.
Isn't ChatGPT more like, to me, it's more like advice. It's more like it gives you actual answers.
You can also just tell it what to do. Like, construct me a schedule that involves these tasks and this is the time I have. And it outlines exactly how you should do it. And it's actually incredible. But today, I realized that for this Holly Potty, I have tuned out massively because I said, give me a funny idea to talk about on a podcast.
Yeah, I'll be honest, and I'm saying it's fine, and I'm glad you feel comfortable enough.
Yeah.
I would never admit that.
I've done it this once.
Because...
But I would like to tell you what it is
now. What's
because,
it saying?
Because you'll know that this is not going to be what we do.
Yeah.
Because you'll go, okay, so ChatGPT is not there for every task yet.
So you think I'd be able to tell if it was an AI?
Maybe not. Okay. Except for the fact that how it tells me to expand on this idea. The first idea it has is pretty good. And then it tells me to go into a thing that I think if I started suggesting some of this stuff, you'd be like, are you all right?
Yeah, what's going on?
It suggests about, this is what the actual answer is. How about diving into the secret lives of pets when humans aren't looking? Okay, so we do that a bit.
Yeah.
You could explore the hilarious and possibly adventurous scenarios pets might get into when their owners are away.
That's the same as
same
as suggestion one.
Imagine cats holding dramatic opera performances.
Okay, so this is all the same idea.
Dogs running secret snack exchange programs.
So they're open. They're just like expanding on the one idea. I'm so confused. Wait, I mean, again, we pretty much do that as is. But yeah, I feel like I really would have cottoned onto this pretty quickly.
I think if I'd come up to you with the idea of cats and opera performances. Do you think cats perform the opera for each other while we're not looking? I think you would have me committed.
I wouldn't know what to do because if you'd not like geared me up beforehand of like, hey, this is...
Because
sometimes
do.
It's like, hey, this is going to be an odd one or this is going to be a normal one. Whatever. If you were just like straight into it and you're like, I think dogs should be running concession stands and the cats should be running the circus, I'd be very confused.
Yeah.
And I'd also be like, I think this is a joke or lead... I'm hopefully this is leading to something.
But what if you were going on a very serious podcast as well?
And you're
panicking and this is what it's told you to do.
This is good guest on another podcast. So what does it say?
Cats holding dramatic opera performances could be something that happens while we are not at home.
So it's the same ideas for serious and non-serious.
Oh, no, I haven't told you. I haven't said a serious topic.
I thought you said what if I was on a serious podcast.
No, I just said give me a way to be funny on a podcast. Oh, if you just wanted to have a charming way to enter the conversation and all of a sudden you're talking about this stuff, people are going to be pretty angry.
Serious topics of discussion. I tried to do this once on the radio and it did not get it. It was just like, talk about the weather and the time. And I'm like, okay. So I can't just... Should we talk about climate change and environmental sustainability?
Not in the same conversation about cats doing the opera.
You sure we shouldn't talk about gun control?
Not in the same conversation about dogs running snack exchanges? Now for a tale so wonderful that I kind of wanted to make sure it was part of the Holly Potties because by their very nature, we're not together at the moment.
No.
We are on holidays.
Yep.
These are recordings from a prior time. I don't want this to start an argument, but I feel like it has the potential to.
Mm.
This is a wonderful story about a group of friends that found a bit of a decoration to hang on the house of their college house that they were sharing together. They got like a cross-stitched little poster that said, that was a poster, it's a cross-stitching, that said, Ty Christopher, born XY date, 1991.
So it's like a crocheted birth certificate.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. I think they found it in an antique store or whatever, but then they put it up in their house as a bit of a decoration, and then it just became an in-joke for everybody that lived in that share house. That this Ty Christopher, you know, who is he, what's all... And it kept going.
It's funny how quickly things in a share house can become just a joke. Yeah,
and every year on the date, they would celebrate his birthday.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then when they all moved out, what happened is they'd get together for Christmas and do like a Secret Santa thing, and whoever got given the crocheted thing, it was their job to host the birthday party for Ty Christopher that year.
I like that. That's cool.
It went for years and years.
It's like those guys playing tag forever.
Yeah.
And they made that movie about it. Tag.
I think the reason this story has come up is because it actually is, it shares so many similarities with the plot of Ricky Stenicki.
Oh.
Like, it is like they've got this person that they've made up.
But they don't know who he is.
Yeah, they don't. They don't know who he is.
Yeah,
they have found him.
Well, I was going to say
it has ended. The story has ended in the most likely way, where they've gone, screw this, we're going to find this guy.
Yeah.
How many people can have this name who were born on this date? We have information. We can go and try and find him.
What's his name again?
Ty Christopher.
Christopher, you might struggle. Ty's pretty, like, that's not a super common.
Ty is not a super common name. Yeah. So they were like, we'll go searching. They found the guy. It's become a whole thing. They have like a little mini documentary. They invited him to the gala black tie, spelt T-Y.
Very funny.
Invitational. The guy's rocked up in his suit and he's gone, yeah, I'm Ty Christopher. And everyone's gone wild. They found him.
Do you cancel it after this?
Yeah, surely.
It's the end. It's like, well, I am a huge proponent of, like, when things feel like they've reached a natural end, that's when they've reached a natural end.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get the grandiose, oh my God, Ty's here. Ty's arrived. This is incredible. Ty-dye. It's incredible. Have jokes all night. Every year after that, if you decide to keep going,
it's a letdown.
Less people come. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, it's like you and one other person. And you're like, remember when Ty came 10 years ago? Wasn't that fun? Just like, I think better off to kill it now while it's good. And this is like, this is the holy grail. This is as big good as it could get.
A lot of people might be thinking now, listening to this, going, well, why did you start this by saying you're worried this could lead to a fight? Or you're worried that you're glad that there's some distance between you and Ned.
Yeah.
You say we're pretty good friends?
I would say we're pretty good friends.
I'd say we're best friends.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like this. Where we have a...
like a tradition.
Like a fun tradition or a fun...
I mean, we have a friend-iversary. That's pretty odd.
Yeah. We don't do anything for it, though.
What, that would be odder. The fact that I know when it is, it's in October. It's October the 15th. The fact I know that when our friendiversary is, that I don't have that with anyone else.
Do you know what my birthday is?
Yeah, it's in this month.
You know what? I'm happy with the fact that you have remembered our friendiversary enough that the Ty Christopher thing doesn't upset me anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's funny that the one that involves me, even fractionally, I can remember, but the one that's just about you, your birthday...
I'm back to being upset again. Well done. Yeah.
I know it's in March. I don't know if this will be the case, but I'm bringing it to you because maybe I'm onto something smart.
I'd give you the answer of no.
I
don't think you are bringing sexy back.
I don't think I'm bringing sexy back. Quite frankly, I don't want to. I quite frankly don't know where it went. I don't think that people... I would like to know when people stopped being sexy. I know when it was brought back. It was 2006, but I would...
Have you seen what we all thought was fashionable in 2006?
It was essentially...
I don't know if we were sexy then.
It was a suit. So, essentially a blazer, a shirt, and a tie up top, and then skinny jeans down below.
Skinny.
Yeah, but you never wanted to wear a full suit. And you never wanted the shirt tucked in. You just wanted to look like you'd freshly come from your...
So, I'd say keep sexy away. That's fine.
If that's the sexy we were bringing back, leave it where it was. No, the thing I've noticed, a pattern that I think is like, it's sort of going to be the next thing of this, the next iteration of this. I think ATMs are going to be the new, like, phone booths.
Oh, you reckon?
Like, you never see phone booths anymore. I reckon ATMs are going to be similar.
I disagree.
I don't remember the last time I got... Well, you disagree because, like...
You don't remember the last time you saw an ATM? That's because we're unemployed. We're poor.
I don't remember the last time I had cash.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the last time I was like, I need to go to an
ATM. You played the pokies less than me, though.
Yeah, considerably less. Yeah.
So do most people.
I got it all done when I was 18.
The point I have here... is that I think that ATMs are getting smarter. Have you seen an ATM recently? They now have like coin deposits, note deposits. Like when they build a new bank and put in a new ATM, it's twice the size it used to be and it does like seven more things.
But that's what I think it's going to be. That's all it's going to be. I think you'll just get the ATMs that are in the banks that do it all. They count the money. Yes, okay. They can deposit. They can withdraw. They can probably get a loan for $500,000.
Your rogue. Yeah, like we talked about the other day. Yeah. Your rogue ATMs that are just in a petrol station, you think they'll disappear.
Like the amount of times that like people, like no one I know has money on them pretty much ever. So I think, you're airing like, hey, this is just on the corner of a store or like this is out the front of our shop or whatever. I think the ones that will still stick around will be like the third party ones, the ones you have to pay $3.50 to use.
Obviously someone's full business is running those ATMs.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they're making money from it where they're making their $3.50. But I think your run-of-the-mill ANZ, Commonwealth, NetBank, NAB, they'll all be gone.
A couple of weeks ago, I was seeing all those stories about how much it would eventually cost the economy if we did transition away from cash and there's all these unforeseen costs and whatever. But my question to you is, are we at the point yet where if somebody always has cash on them, you're suspicious of them?
I think it's cool.
Because I am.
But I think it's suspicious.
I'm at the point now where if someone's always got a hefty amount of 50s with them, I'm like, what are you up, what are you up to?
Yeah. Why do you need this all off the record?
What are you involved in?
I used to, and this is probably like 7 years ago, but I used to like enjoy having money in my wallet just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
I'd like to have 2 20s in my wallet just so like I could split one, then still have a full 20. Yeah. Now it's like super annoying and it makes me anxious because I think if someone found my card now, my wallet now, they'd be like, no, nothing in it, whatever, throw it away. But maybe they'd take the card out of it. But back in the day, they'd be like, oh my God, $400.
The thing is though, with that's not that strange. To you to say you used to love having cash on you, I understand it because this is the thing I always think. To explain to Carrie's two boys, the oldest of whom is 10 right now, when he starts driving, that once upon a time, even on like streets, it wasn't a given that if you pulled up to a parking meter, you could use a card. Yeah. Like, do you remember how recent that invention actually is?
Most of them were coin activated.
Yeah, so maybe in 10 years, we just don't even have cards. They're chips in our brains and we just go deduct money. Done.
I'd like it anywhere other than my brain, I'll be honest. If it could just be my thumb instead, I'd like that.
Not anywhere other than your brain.
That was the Ned and Josh Holly poddy. The boys will be back with normal daily shows Monday, April 22nd. I wish I got a holiday.